listening to Comfest Radio, brought to you by Comfest Global Community Film Festival.
Thank you. I went as far as grade 7 in public school. Now, I went to Lansdowne Public School, which is now called Lord Lansdowne, as society improved, so the titles of the schools, but it was still the same old place. And I only went to grade 7. I was totally bored with the educational system. I learned how to read, I learned how to write, and I learned how to add 2 and 2. And sometimes 2 and 2 made 4, sometimes it made 6, and it made 8. All depends on how I felt about it. But I was tired and bored. I didn't want to hear anything more about Vasco da Gama or Christopher Columbus or Jack Cartier, because as far as I'm concerned, they had nothing to do with me. They did not discover anything. Anything that they claimed they discovered was already there. There were already people living there. And they infiltrated these countries and illness.
She took care of me and looked after the home and
The rest, there was not much more for her to do but just to maintain the family and keep the family together as well as it could be kept. And of course, with the assistance of my grandmother and my dad's sister never married, and my grandmother, who originates from Barbados, she came to Canada in the late 1800s, and her husband, who was my granddad, I never met him. He's never had his photo taken. I have no idea what he looks like. He died at the age of 41, and of course the name Aline is quite prevalent throughout Barbados. As a matter of fact, I have a phone book which I bought back from there a number of years ago, and at that time there were 6 pages of Alines, and I'm sure there's more now. And I said, man, the Alines sure have been busy down there, you know.
And so
We got the restaurant going, and here I am, a single man, and raising these four children. And I met this young lady that came in from Buffalo. And she was having problems with her marriage, and she already had four children. She had three. She had three. Can't trust them any longer. And so we got this little thing, courting thing going on, and so we ended up after a number of, after years, so we decided to get married. So we got married, and we ended up having a son who was Aaron, who was now 25 years old. And she has to, through her extremely healthy woman, but sex was not a part of her life, and her heart said, your body's in shape, but your heart can't take it anymore. And she passed on. And I ended up, as a matter of fact, we were together, eight children, myself and her, in one house. But anyway, I'm sorry, you keep asking her, she didn't get married again. I said, no, I am not going for a third strike, man. I will not go for a third strike. I am at the age now, I love my freedom. I come home at night, there's nobody here but my fans, my music, and my computer, which is my best friend now, at this point in time.
Successful to a point. And I have here, this is the African Canadian Achievement.
That was one of my first ones. It was just wonderful. This was from the Jazz Report, and I was recognized. This is 1993, Drummer of the Year, which is great. It was the first year of the National Jazz Awards, and they finally realized they better give me something before I pass on. But I fooled them. I'm still here. These are two more interesting ones. One of them is, anyway. These are both from the National Jazz Awards. Both of them I earned myself, and you're in the Cuba. I'm quite established right now. I'm never going to be a wealthy man as far as materialism is concerned and money is concerned, but I have a wealth of experience that not too many musicians today are going to have the opportunity to be able to share with other people, other musicians that are out there now.
Radio, brought to you by Comfest Global Community Film Festival.